Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
Where? Holy Spirit just move. Oh, yeah. Hey, Holy Spirit just move. Why be the camp? 2x2 the movement. Let's go. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your
hello,
name.
Y'all. I really want to get to know his name. Not just for a season like Christmas or holidays. I heard his name is Jesus, name higher than every name. And he can't be born and died for sins, which I'm to blame since that's the case. And what a shame that people nowadays, not even thinking of him, they living for selfish gain. Instead of hearing Jesus is the reason for the season, which is truth. I'm hearing about a man with toys and clowns on roof. Give him the boots. Now can you please remind me, what's a Santa Claus?
Hello, my name is Madeline Bass, and I'm your host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing your status and raising your standards. So glad to have you guys here one more Monday. And we bring to you each week, we try to bring someone or something that will empower you and lift you to help you raise those standards and keep you moving forward in your dream and vision. Today, we have a special guest, a featured guest with us, and his name is R. Lamont. It is his pen name, and I will allow him the opportunity to share why that is so if he would deem fit. But he is going to share with us with his new book, A Beginner's Guide to Wealth Building. You guys, so grab your pens and your paper, and let's see if we can get some education going on the fundamentals of money management. Welcome to the show, Mr. Lamont. How are you today?
Oh, I am wonderful. Hot. It's the hottest it's ever been in California. I think it's 111 or 12 degrees outside.
Good Lord.
Oh, it's smoking. It's the hottest. This is the hottest area on the planet right now. I mean, it's northern.
Well, I can imagine.
Western. Yeah. It's, and the wind is blowing. It's cloudy and it's smoking the air from the fires. And so I'm in the house. I'm happy.
Yes, sounds like the best place to be is in the house right now. So we're going to hop right on into it. Why don't you let everyone know who you are and what it is that you do? We're going to jump into this book.
Okay, all right. My actual name is Robert L. Woods. It's Robert Lamont Woods, but because there's so many Robert Woodses in the world, if you look on the internet, you might lose me in the shuffle. And so my pen name is R. Lamont W. Everybody thought I was a little nuts for it, but my wife said, you should call yourself R. Lamont, like you did. I said, okay. But anyway, I am a personal finance and investment educator. I have spent the majority of my working life working in investments. I have an MBA. I went to UC Davis, and so I've been involved in the African-American community for 43 years at least. Yeah, 40,
wow.
Yeah, close to 45 years. And I've been trying. One of the things I've been trying to do is teach my community what I learned in graduate school. And I took a class on money and banking, and a light bulb came on. I said, my father didn't know this stuff. I mean, he was a blue-collar worker. He did his budget on the back of a cigarette package that he opened up. My mother did hers on the back of an envelope, and I was going, nobody understood the fundamentals of money management. And so I kept saying, I need to teach this. And my professor said, Robert, this is a master's degree program. The lower level intelligence won't be able to understand what you're talking about. And I walked out. I didn't say anything because he was a colleague. And I walked out steaming mad because I was going, hell no. No, we got to learn this stuff. I mean, this is what the folks the ruling class sits around the breakfast table, the dinner table, lunchtime, and this is what they talk about. And we never had that conversation. We never had that conversation. So I was trying to figure out, how do I get this down to a level where we can understand it? And then I realized that we need to learn it with our ABCs. And that's where my actual first book is my first investments coloring book. And A stands for asset, B stands for bank, C stands for cash, B stands for debt, E stands for equity, dot, dot, dot. And I have a cadre of minority characters, and they're telling you what these definitions, there's three words on every page and three definitions and there's illustrations. That is how I got started. And then I was teaching at the University of Phoenix, and all my students kept coming to me with their 401ks. And they couldn't read them. They didn't know what they were investing in. And I would spend an hour and a half teaching the University of Phoenix curriculum, and then I implemented my own. And the students just, when class was over, they would stand in a queue so they could shake my hand.
Oh.
And some of the people would give me hugs, and I was like, this is weird. And sometimes after class, I get a standing ovation. I was going, this is weird.
Oh, wow.
So eventually the University of Phoenix kept asking me what was I doing, because I won Teacher of the Year because I kept getting these grades, because the way I was teaching a class, I was teaching class how to understand money and how to handle it. And so I realized everybody wasn't getting it, so I started doing polls of my class to see who had a 401ks, because I work in California. I work at Apple. So there's a lot of state employees. They get paid once a month. There's a lot of industries here. They get defined contribution plans. They've got away from pension plans because the liability was too great, and so they put the onus on the employees to manage their retirement. But they don't have any training. They wouldn't know a growth stock from a value stock or a mid-cap or a large cap.
Right.
They wouldn't have a clue about asset allocation and diversification. So we would spend hours doing it, and some of the proctors would come in looking at my class, and they were saying, how do I get this stuff? How do I get this stuff? And I said, well, now let me think about this. Maybe do I want to share this with them or not? And so then I decided, I said, you know what, I need to write a book. And my wife had came up with the idea in the 90s that I should write a book on 401k investing. And I started writing it. I started doing my research, and I realized it's not just state employees that are in this predicament. Corporate America is doing the same thing. And then I looked at USA Today, and it said 25% of Americans have no savings plan. Most of them plan to live off Social Security. My mother lived off Social Security $1,600 a month. I go, how do you live off $1,600 a month? Well, she lives off of it because of us, you know. So I decided to go ahead and write this book. And as the book evolved, I realized it was more to it than just defined contribution plans. It was about building wealth. And there's a lot of other things. And so while I kind of bypassed the estate planning and all that stuff, I dropped little nuggets in there that says, get a professional to help you. And then I'll stand over their shoulder, and I'll be your advocate. So when they start talking way over your head, I could dumb it down.
Right.
And it has been a challenge because right now, for the last almost 2 years, I've been the consultant to the Greater Sacramento Financial Literacy Group. And it was started by the the musician Jay King, you know, Club Nouveau, Lean On Me, and all that. Well, he's a DJ, and he started this class. And the class, I walked in there, and there were 50 African Americans. And in 20 years of teaching investments, I could count the many African Americans on one hand in my class. And they see ratios and stuff. They'd be running out the door screaming into the night. And I was saying, no, you don't have to do that. So I got into this class, and for a year and a half, I've been teaching them investments. And every once in a while, they would stop. Robert, stop. You're way over my head. I don't understand. Come on down. And then I'm learning how to teach master's level learning material to people who never graduated from a high school. You know.
Exactly.
And so I try to keep it simple because we were talking about book value the other day. And they were trying to get book value. And what that meant, and I just told them, it's like having a house that's worth a certain amount, and then the mortgage market crashes, and when you sell the house, because of the assets you have inside the house, makes the house more valuable in pieces than it does as a whole house. And they were going, and they said, ooh, can you come to class? Explain it just like that. I said, don't worry, I got it. And so we're doing it one step at a time. This Wednesday, I'll be talking about PE ratios, and I use PE ratios to look at growth stocks versus core stocks versus value stocks.
So we're doing things
like that. And so my book is basically a beginner's guide. It's all comprehensive because what I did was I went to the library and I sat there for hours looking for a book that had everything. But everybody has – we are a specialist industry. If you somebody walked up to you and said, I'm an investment expert, turn around and walk away. There's no such animal. We are experts in certain areas. We do options. We do mortgages. We do bonds and different types of bonds and different types of stocks. And everybody's a specialist in their one little area. But there is nobody that knows the whole thing. And I couldn't find a book on that. And I said, let me get a book that's like this. And so when I wrote the book, I gave it to my colleagues at the university. They say, well, Robert, you got to put a glossary because they thought I was writing a PhD dissertation. You got to put a word index in it. You got to do a glossary. I got charts all over the place. And so I finally got it together. It took me about 2 years to write it. And then I amended it for the tax return. And I'm looking to see after this election whether I'm going to create a third edition to update it a little bit, because now I'm learning how to be a better writer. Because one thing I've learned about writing is that you can be good at writing, but that doesn't make you a good writer. And now I'm learning how to do that. And so that's where I'm at with this book. And so I said, finally, I've been selling it in Sacramento. I sold a couple of hundred books, and people that really read it, they came back and said, this is really a good book. I got some questions for you, and I answered the questions. And so now I'm ready for exposure. And so I got an agent, and we're starting to market the book. And so my goal is to teach financial literacy because my philosophy, I have two philosophies. One, if we could teach kids financial literacy, by the time they get 18 years old, in two generations, we'll eliminate financial literacy in the community.
Exactly.
And the second,
I believe that.
And my second philosophy is wisdom not shared becomes useless. That all these people walking around with all this money. I hear Oprah, I hear Robert Smith. They all talk about giving away money and stuff like that. But What are they doing to teach kids
exactly
how
to manage
the fundamentals of money management? And so that's what my life is dedicated, and that's what this book is about.
I think that is amazing. Now, I have noticed, I was looking at some of the bullet points of some things that are in the book, and ladies and gentlemen, you really do need to purchase the book. Those of you who are on the website listening, just go to the description and you will see how to connect with Mr. Lamont. And he has a website where you can make the purchase or you can connect with him. Let everyone know other ways in which they can connect with you. If you have an email you want to give them, or do you want them to connect with you directly through your website?
All right. My website is all-inclusive. If you go to my website at www.ifiecorp.com, it stands for the Institute for Investment Education. When you go to that page, you'll see my photo and you'll see my books. If you click on the book, it will take you directly to Amazon. I've written articles for I've written 19 articles for the Sacramento Observer that I've put on the website that are free for people to read different areas about a spending personality assessment and how the government gave us the gift of writing off our current taxes to save money for the future. People don't get that idea. Mm-hmm. It's a gift from government. And little mm-hmm. things like that. And then I have PowerPoints because I've been teaching for 20 years. I must have 110 different PowerPoints on different subjects.
What you mean.
So I'm starting, I started loading them on, but I told my web designer, I said, people need to register to get this. I don't mind them getting hold of it, but I want them to register. So there's a way to register. There is, and then you get, oh my God, you get so much stuff. Then I have a blog, which I stopped writing because I got angry, and I was real angry at the administration, and I was saying, if I write this, I could get in real trouble. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to put this out there because you know what happens when you write something and put it on the internet. It'll bite you 10 years.
So I said,
no, don't write when you're angry. I said, write it down, but
exactly.
don't publish it. So I wrote this stuff and I'm not going to do that. But anyway, if you go to my website and where it says contact me, everything is there. My PO box, my telephone number, my email address, all that stuff is right there. And you can just send me notes. And I look at it every day, every morning.
Excellent.
And And so that's the best way to get in touch with me, because I get so many calls from so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And I made one mistake just recently. I got on Instagram thinking I could get the word out and do stuff. And Instagram, some of the stuff was inappropriate. I mean, I've been married for 43 years, and I got women hitting on me. I was like, women. Yeah, they said, I want to get to know you and where you live at. And I was like, wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. I said, this is I kind of backed away from Instagram, but I'm on Facebook. I have a web page on Facebook, on the Institute for Investment Education on Facebook. I am on Twitter.
Okay.
And so I do messages and things like that. And like I said, I write my blogs, and then I teach the first and the third Wednesday. I teach the Greater Sacramento Financial Literacy. We're virtual now because we were having classes, and we would have 72 people in class. You know, people were driving 100 miles to come to our class.
Mm.
And we have people right now, we have people online who are in Sweden and Australia and Jamaica. And they're up early in the morning just to get on our class. Because I'm giving these lectures, and the lectures are basically free. And we use my book as the textbook for the class. So if you get my book, then you can follow what we do and stuff like that. And so that's how all of this stuff is starting to come together. But now I just want to try and get some nationwide exposure so our community can learn how to manage money like the rest of the world does.
I mean, I agree 100%.
This is the perfect opportunity. The opportunity right now
is,
even though the market is going up and down, there are still opportunities. You know, Apple is getting ready to split from $360-something dollars. Well, that means it's going to be $100. So you can start buying shares of Apple. And Apple, you know, it's not going anywhere. It pays consistent dividends, and there's consistent price appreciation. If you could get in the door early, you could start buying fractional shares through Schwab and Robinhood, and you could start buying stock. And for people, and one of the things that I'm learning now is probably my next book is going to be Investment by Walking Around. And what that means is you don't know what to invest in, right? But let's say you walk through your house and you look at all the services that you have and all the foods that you buy and the things that you like. What if you bought stock in the company that paid enough dividends to pay the bills?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, that is
no
a
overhead.
Different concept.
That would be amazing.
So what it would do is it frees up your income, so you have more discretionary income, so you can invest more in the stock market. It's just that if you have Apple product and you get a check from Apple every quarter and it pays for all your Apple services, or you have AT&T and you get a check from AT&T and it pays for all your AT&T services. Those are the kind of things that we need to start thinking about. And so, but you got to do it a little bit at a time, because
you
this
do.
Is a broad
you
market.
Do.
This market is broad.
Well, I sure am. Very excited, and I'm grateful that you're doing this, because this is something that I do even in my own community, because I feel it's very important that our young people learn to manage their funds and start making investments in themselves as well as others. So this has really been great. You guys, we are running out of time. This has really been an amazing. I'm sitting here just smiling from cheek to cheek, because this is just great information. And I am just excited that there is someone else other than myself that sees that this is something that needs to be learned. And you guys, don't be afraid to say you don't know. Get in front of, you got webinars now. You don't have to worry about somebody seeing you and you being embarrassed. It's online.
Right.
Get online and just listen. Take your notes. Ask your questions. They're not going to know who you are. Get the information and start increasing yourself in a financial position to where you can leave an inheritance, a legacy for your family, for your community, for just an awesome legacy, you guys, because we're not doing very good in that area. So thank you, Mr. Lamont, for you coming and sharing with us. You guys, go to his website. Like I said, it's in the description. Just scroll through, and if you want to listen to the show again, because I know I'm going to listen to the show as many times as you like, I have it available where you can download it onto your computer, and you can sit with your family, your friends, you can allow them the opportunity to get this book, to make the connections, sit in on some of his virtual classes, and get your education so that you can set up a financial future for you and your family. That's so very important. Can't stress it enough. There's more to life than a pair of shoes and a bag. I'm just letting y'all know, if you don't have nothing to put in them and your feet have nowhere to go, it's not going to do you any good. So thank you, Mr. Lamont. I appreciate you and all that you're doing, and I pray many more successes over your journey, because I do believe this is something that we all need to know and learn. And you can never, ever stop learning, ever. So don't think that you know it all. Yes.
Right.
So thank you again.
No, you don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robert Lamont, and he is the author of A Beginner's Guide to Wealth Building. And this is a book on the fundamentals of money management. Make sure you get your copy. You guys go to Amazon and most definitely visit his website to see how you can get in touch with him and make your connection to grow your financial wealth. I'm Madeline Bass, and I'm your host of So Real with Madeline. We're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing your status and raising our standards. We will tune in next week with another awesome guest. Have a wonderful evening, and God bless.
Thank you. Good night.
Whoa.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah. Where?
Are we done?
Holy Spirit just moved.
We are done.
Hey, Holy Spirit just moved. Why be the camp? Two by two the movement. Let's go.
I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your
hello,
name.
Hello, y'all. I really wanna get to know his name. Not just for what season, like Christmas or holidays. I heard his name is Jesus, name higher than every name. And he can't be born and died for sins, which I'm to blame since that's the case. And what a shame that people nowadays not even thinking of him. They living for selfish gain instead of hearing Jesus is the reason for the season, which is truth. I'm hearing by the men with tours, the clowns on roofs, give him the boots. Now can you please remind me, what's a Santa Claus to a rockabye baby? I mean rockabye baby, since a man now we're not a baby. You know he died, but he rose up, now lift his name up. His name's Emmanuel, I swear no hell won't even touch it. That's the end of discussion. I want to know his name, let my light be show and tell. So you can tell I know him well, it's in his name. I believe,
know
yeah,
your name.
Whoa.
Know your name, know your name, know your name. I want to know your name. Know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name.
Picture perfect, I paint the perfect picture. Drunk off the spirit, yeah, I found the perfect liquor. High off his love, yeah, I found the perfect swisher. Roll up a dub of his grace.